Hey friends, Coach Shelby and Coach Christine welcoming you in and letting you know it's time for brunch, where there is always an open table, a hot cup of coffee, and endless running fun to keep you moving and grooving. Lace up those shoes, put a smile on your face, and let's log some miles. We're going to start off with our stretches. Everybody, take a second here. Take a big deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. You're here. You've done the hard part. You've showed up. So we're going to stretch our bodies out. We're going to start it off nice and easy with calf raises in 3, 2, and 1. Hands on the hips, getting up on your tippy toes. Slowly and gradually bringing them on down. Heels kissing the ground. You can always stay here for a second and take an extra little deep breath. Back up we go, nice and steady, feeling the stretch in your calves, maybe even closing your eyes if you can manage it with your balance and just taking it all in, feeling in the moment and ready to tackle this run. We're gonna switch it up into butt kicks in 3, 2, and 1, keeping those hands on our hips, bringing those heels up towards those glutes, starting out slowly. Sometimes I'll even sing a little song in my head, not really surprising, but why not? We can sing in our head. No one can say anything about off tone or high pitch. And even if they do, I don't really care. That's the type of attitude I am going in with this run today. Next, we're gonna bring it in for high knees in 3, 2, and 1. Putting your hands out in front of you, trying to kick those legs up and have those knees touch your hands. You can also do these low and slow if you want. Can bring your knee up towards the chest, give it a little squeeze with your hands to bring it closer to you. Again, people take high knees and they start going super fast, thinking that we have to be in those sprinting type of areas. You don't have to. This is to get the legs warmed up. If you want to make them faster, that's fine. Focus though on getting the feet off the ground quickly so it helps when we are in the actual run. And last but not least, let's do walking lunges in 3, 2, and 1. You're gonna do the same type of forward lunges that you would do if you were standing still, but instead of staying in one place, you are going to do exactly what the name suggests and walk the lunge out. So you bring your first foot forward, come back to center, go with the second foot, and keep repeating all the way through. This is gonna lead us into our walking warm-up. So keep your eyes at the horizon. Visualize how awesome this run's gonna feel, how great you're gonna feel after it, and just basically how awesome you are. So with that, stop those lunges, shake it all out, and let's get into our walk and warm up in 3, 2, and 1. Coach Christine, I feel like I'm trying to balance the zen and the spicy today. How am I doing?
You're doing great. I'm feeling the zen. I am always hearing the spicy because you always bring spice, my friend. So I think you're doing a phenomenal job of it. A little sweet, a little spicy. Just my favorite barbecue sauce. Not salty today yet. We'll see as we go along with the conversation. But this is kind of, we decided to do our quick bites 2.0, if you will, because as previous quick bites that hopefully you guys had a chance to listen into, we went ahead and harnessed our energy on National Shelfie Day, where you take a photo with one of your favorite books, made it all about our favorite running books. But today, friends, we are going to harness some of that energy with other media. So we're going to do some books, we're going to do movies, we're going to do, of course, Coach Shelby's favorite with music. And we're going to shout out some of our favorite other podcasts that maybe you guys are already listening to, or you're going to add them to your list as well. But Coach, what we're going to do, or what we want to talk about right here and now, is that while we're going to share some of our favorites, we want to hear other folks' favorites. So you got that graphic in your newsletter yesterday. We would love to see you share it. And while sharing it inside of our community page gives me like all the warm fuzzies, I would love to see you guys share it on your private public pages as well. Maybe your Facebook, share it with your friends, share it on your Instagram, because it always comes down to you never know when one of your recommendations may resonate with somebody else and we can welcome in a new runner to our community, of course. So friends, I'm excited to get this party started and underway, but let's go ahead and continue walking nice and strong. Maybe you're even in a light jog here, but letting our bodies acclimate as we get into more of that conversation pace with today. And Coach, we're going to have a couple pace changes as usual. I can't wait to hear how you're feeling. Since you're having that zen and you're having that spiciness, I'm wondering if you're going to pick it up or if you're going to pull it back a little bit.
I think how I'm feeling on this particular run is really trying to hone into my body. I like doing this, especially on my long runs, of just feeling the run as it comes, kind of going in with no preconceived notion of if I'm gonna pick it up, if I'm gonna take it relaxed, and just taking each pace change as it comes and not looking too far ahead and psyching myself up or psyching myself out, just really enjoying the run for what it's gonna be versus what I'm trying to make it.
Okay, so basically, really, you are Zen today, quite literally being present and mindful of being in the moment every step of the way.
I love long runs. I love to hate them, but I love them. I would have to say long runs are some of my favorite because it is about that longevity, unless you have some pickups and everything, which is fine like we have, but it's about building that stamina. And there's something about a long run that tests me of how far I can go. And that's probably why I like more distance running than shorter distances.
I do think that that is why we tend to gravitate towards the longer runs. Most of us that have chosen to go more into adding in 10Ks, 15Ks, or halves or fulls are likely because, yes, there is something wonderful about how it does change you. It does absolutely put a different perspective on the rest of your day and in different facets of your life outside of the run. So I can't wait to kind of explore some of that with all of the different categories we're going to be talking about today. And I can't wait to hear some of your favorites, Coach, because I think that, I don't know about you, but I have been very inspired by some of the books and movies that we'll be talking about. Definitely some of these songs resonate strongly with me whenever I'm out for my run. And then, of course, podcasts being something that we both love as well. So I can't wait to hear more about it.
I'm super excited. This one's actually got me really pumped. And I always kind of want to address the elephant in the room because I feel like some people might be listening saying, like, why are you going to talk about other podcasts on your podcast? And I think it goes back to our core mission is there is enough room for everybody at the table. It's about adding more seats, not making it this exclusive club. So I feel like, yes, we are going to be, in essence, promoting other podcasts, but it's because we truly believe that everybody has something different and that should be celebrated.
Absolutely. And again, we want everyone to find their little niche. So if maybe you need another table that you want to sit at, that's fine, friends. As long as you're part of the community, that's all that matters. So let's take it into our first 10-minute endurance block where we're going to chit-chat a little bit about podcasts in 3, 2, and 1. Let's do it. Going in tall, going in positive, and listening to the Zen side of Coach Shelby, taking it one step at a time. Coach, you want to go right out of the gate with maybe one of your favorite podcasts that you listen to? I mean, of course.
So
let's definitely address the elephant in the room. We're our favorite podcast.
We are. My favorite is Time for Brunch. Coach Christine and Coach Shelby are so fabulous. I mean, I really do believe we're fabulous. That is my number one podcast. And I'm not just saying that because it is ours. Like, I really do love what we do. And even if we weren't us, I would listen to us. And that's not to sound like full of ourselves. I think it just goes to being really proud of what we're putting out. So a little selfless plug. You're listening to us. If you're a new listener, especially, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome as well. We're excited to have everybody here.
Absolutely.
But alas, this is not all about us. And I will say, other than our podcast, my favorite podcast of all time is Allie on the Run, hosted by Allie Feller. I love her. She is such a good person. She speaks a lot of truth. She is not afraid to kind of buck up against the status quo. And I've had some conversations with her just via DM on Instagram. And she's just so kind. And I love the guests she brings on. I've been introduced to a lot of runners that way, both elite and everyday runners. And I respect the heck out of her as a host, as a person, as a fellow mom. And she's a great inspiration, truly.
Absolutely. I think that it's impossible to talk about running podcasts and not talk about Allie on the Run. I mean, it's
typically at the top of the list in terms of ratings, and she just does a phenomenal job with it. I know that I've taken many a car trip with her in the background as my go-to. This was hard for me because I listen to podcasts all the time, and I've been listening to podcasts forever, and I listen to such a wide category of podcasts. But making sure that we stay on theme, I'm going to try my very, very hardest to stay on theme. I think one of my favorites, and I haven't heard any new episodes recently, but I'm just going to say it right out of the gate, is Run, Selfie, Repeat. And she's just absolutely brings me, she's all about kind of very similar to the Time for Brunch, all about having a whole lot of fun. Kelly Roberts of the Badass Lady Gang. I'm sure you guys maybe have seen her hashtag that goes viral every summer, hashtag sports bra squad. And it's all about really motivating women to be empowered in their own bodies, having that body love and confidence. And she's hilarious. I'm never going to forget her at Bays of New York City that she did over a decade ago. It just totally cracks me up. I love following her on social media too. So she's definitely one of the ones that I go to whenever she drops a new episode. I get excited to see it in my queue.
I was not familiar with the whole New York portion that you just mentioned. So I'm excited to go back in the archives and find that because I'm a good laugh. I mean, I might be Zen, but I like laughing too.
Oh my gosh, it was so, so hilarious. I cannot wait for you to see it. It's really so much fun. So she's definitely one of my favorites to listen to. What about you, Coach? What's next on your list?
This podcast was actually the very first podcast I ever listened to. As funny as that might seem. It was the first running podcast I ever listened to, the first podcast in general I had ever listened to. I used to put them on when I was working in my prior career because I needed something to just drown out my brain and help me focus, and this was exactly what I needed. So that shout out goes to Another Mother Runner and Sarah Bonachet and Dimini McDowell. They are great. They've expanded a ton. I think they're actually even going through a rebranding of sorts and changing up just a little bit of their goodness. And I'm really excited to see where they're going to continue to grow. But I was drawn to them because it was Another Mother Runner, and I'm a mom runner. And I actually, fun fact, once upon a time was even featured on the show as one of the call-in questions. So my claim to fame.
What? Coach, you never told us that. Can you reference the episode?
Can we put it in
the community page, in the Facebook group community page for others?
Yes, I will put it in my once upon a time. I felt so famous. I'm not even joking.
So fun. I can't wait. Oh my gosh, that's going to be a fun one to listen to. So although I made a huge long conversation about how I was not going to leave the category of running, I kind of get to do like, I'm not going to leave the category of running. Let's just say that maybe I'm going to have a little bit of just augmenting running with Trained. Trained is quite literally one of my all-time favorite podcasts. I get sad every single time that they have a season end because it's just so well done in terms of the guests that come on, the topics that come on, that they just, of course, they have beautifully curated audio. So it's just wonderful all the way around. But it's all about mindset, movement, nutrition, recovery, and sleep. And it's about how you can utilize those tools to not only just be the best athlete that you can be, but to help you stay happy and strong outside of your fitness endeavors. So whenever I think of a lot of research-based podcasts that help me both in how I coach and my own personal performance, I think of Trained.
So I have to ask, slightly off topic. We already know that I have a constant music video in my head. Do you have constant books in your head or podcasts? Because from the sound of it, this is a close second.
Oh, yeah, it is a close second. I think books will always be my love language for sure. But podcasts, I didn't realize until we started podcasting how much I have always been listening to podcasts. I think my very first podcast may have been... Gosh, it may have been like around, it was in like way back when in the early 2000s, it sounds. I don't remember, but it was not writing related at that time. But yes, it's just absolutely love it, absolutely fascinated with it. And actually, I did start running with a podcast. So it was no longer found anymore, but it's morphed into a different one entirely, but it did crack me up. I love it as much.
So, I love how you talk about the 2000s, like how the younger generation talk about the 1990s, like back in the 1900s,
I know,
way back when.
I was born in the 1900s, so it's hard for me to think of it that way, but yes.
I mean, I was too, technically, so you're in good company.
Yeah.
But talking about the younger generation, we're going to talk about younger podcasts, them that just are getting their legs, and I feel like we couldn't not include this one, the newest podcast on the scene, No One Asked Us, with Desiree Linden and Kara Goucher. I admit, I was super stoked that this idea that they came up with actually is seeing the light of day, and I love their name. Because it's so like, no one asked us, but we're freaking telling you. And they have such a good chemistry between the two of them.
I've only been able to listen to one episode so far. And because I have so many podcasts on my queue, but I was super excited to hear them have conversations. And by no means am I going to necessarily compare us to these great elites that they are. But from a podcasting perspective, it sounds like they do very similar. They've approached it so far very similar to us, that they try to kind of get to know each other through this format. So it feels almost like you get to listen in on an intimate conversation of that they would be having over a brunch or, you know, out for a coffee date. So it felt very natural and so interesting to hear how two incredible athletes approach their mind game and their love of training so differently. I mean, because like Des says right out of the gate in her first episode that she's always sees training as a chore. Like she doesn't ever not see it as a chore. And dare I say, maybe it kind of reminds me a little bit about Coach Shelby and some of the things that she talks about whenever I'm like, let's get into our easy peasy pace. And you're like, stop calling it easy. And then Kara on the hand, she's like, I've always loved it. I love movement. I love exercise. And it feels very yin and yang, if you will, but yet very harmonious.
It's really cool, though, too, to hear their perspective as when they were competing against each other and what they thought about one another. And I think it goes to show their emotional maturity as well of how they see a lot of their competitors. So very excited to see where they go with that one.
I can't wait. Truly, I cannot wait to catch up with it as well. So now, as we continue going on to our conversations of running podcasts, and we're already at that time to make our pace change, friends, let's do it in 3, 2, and 1. You can pull back your pace if you'd like to, maybe just check in with your nutrition or your hydration, or you can push up a notch if you're feeling a little spiciness. I've been liking to add in some pickups into my long runs just to help with finding my groove back into my conversation pace after I'm done with the pickup, and also to kind of help with the, I have to be honest, with the monotony of those really long miles.
Yeah. I feel like you either love the monotony or it really is something you push up against. I love the monotony, in all honesty. Again, I get into that meditative state of just running. I don't know what I put in my coffee today, but I am super zen. I'm here for it, though.
That's funny, because I definitely put a lot of caffeine in my coffee, so there's not a lot of zenness going on my side of the microphone. I'm having to like temper it down so that it doesn't sound completely all over the top. But while we're in this segment, something that's really important for us to talk about as we wrap up this category, as quickly as it was, we only scratched the surface again. Doctors of Running podcast has been one of my favorites to go to, and I'm also actually prescribing specific episodes to athletes that I know could use some of that references, because it's actual physical therapists that have this podcast. And so they approach everything running from the perspective of how can you make sure to stay as injury free as possible. They talk about the mechanics. They talk about different ways that you can really tackle all of the aspects that we may face throughout our running journey. And obviously a really authoritative space because of their personal, not only are they runners, but they treat a lot of runners, and their physical therapy background. So friends, we're going to, of course, link all of these. You don't have to stop listening right here and now because we're going to go right into our endurance block in 10 seconds. And then we're going to change the page a little bit and take it into a different category. And 3, 2, and 1. So let's all meet back in our conversation pace so we can keep this going.
I'm actually surprised you still kept this as a 10-minute endurance block because we're going into your number one, your main squeeze, the love of your life, books. I'm surprised I didn't look at the outline for the workout and be like, we're going to do a 30-minute endurance block with books.
Yeah, let's just be honest, friends. You'll likely hear us talk about books a bazillion more times as we continue to add podcast episodes because there's no way that I could break this all down. I'm having a hard time even like pulling it back. And then obviously you could always reference our episode from Wednesday, The Quick Bites, where it was all about books. I did not mention my very favorite, one of my very favorites in that particular episode, because I wanted to maybe talk about some new ones, but it is unfair for me to have this conversation and not to say how much I love Let Your Mind Run by Dina Castor. I know I reference it all the time. There is a reason for it. I cannot suggest it enough. It is just such an incredible book, all about mindset. If you are in the throes of a good, strong training cycle, or maybe you're in the throes of not such a good training cycle, but you have an actual finish line in sight that you're working towards, this is the book that you definitely want to put into your queue or your Amazon shopping cart.
I'm going to piggyback on that because another book that I found really helpful with my training, and I've approached the book as kind of like I pick it up, I put it down just to kind of snack on it, if you will, to where I find like, and when I pick it up during an especially hard time, it really speaks to me. It's not something I want to rush through. And I took that approach with it, but it's actually Kara Goucher's book, Strong. And it has writing prompts in it. So it's right up your alley, Coach Christine, with the whole journaling. It talks a lot about the mindset behind running, and I like that it's very interactive. Like, I literally am writing in the book, and it acts as a rewind for me because I can go back and see what I wrote and look at it from a very introspective way of, okay, how have I grown since I wrote this? What still holds true? What have I worked on? What do I still need to work on? So it's definitely something that is at my bedside at all times.
Ooh, I love that. I too have books about running at my bedside.
No surprise.
I'm sure that surprises everyone. So I have mentioned a few times that I love reading about ultra runners, even though I'm not an ultra runner. And I know that that's probably going to make an appearance at my bucket list at some point, but not quite there yet. However, it would be unfair to have this conversation without talking about someone that we've been seeing everyone in our community page talk about. And that is David Goggins. Oh my goodness. I think that we have probably at least every other day, there may be a post about David Goggins and his books because he just released his latest and greatest, which is Never Finished. And again, a lot about mindset, or I should say it's really all about mindset and breaking all of those preconceived notions that we have about our limitations. So I love that he is got some spicy language. He does have clean editions though, friends. So you are going to, if language is a thing for you, you definitely want to make sure you seek out that clean edition. But I love also his audiobooks because he does it in a really mixed media fashion where he has it narrated, but then he also goes into an interview podcast type thing in between chapters where he can kind of expand a bit more in the chapters. Absolutely love it. First time I've heard something like that done in terms of when I've listen to audiobooks. And I think it just gives a little bit more glimpse of where he was at that time frame when he may have experienced those things that you read in the book. So definitely going to give that a shout out. He is also an ultra endurance runner. And just gosh, talk about surmounting all odds. He has definitely been handed some odds.
There is definitely a reason why he is so popular.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just put that right out there. The next book on my list is going to be one that I have not read yet, but it was recommended to me by one of my athletes, and I have it. It'll probably be my next in my rotation, but it grabbed me because, like a lot of books, it is written over a span of time, but you don't always know that going into it. This one tackles it head on, and it's Boston Bound by Elizabeth Klor. And it's a 7-year journey to overcome mental barriers and qualify for the Boston Marathon. And I feel like it's bringing our two love languages together, because she's not an elite, she's an everyday runner, but it is Boston. So, I mean, I'm really, really excited to read this. It's probably going to be both heavy and not heavy, but I can guarantee it's going to be uplifting.
Well, I can tell you this. I have not read that book, and it has now gone officially into my queue. So I'm super excited about it. It sounds amazing. And yeah, I see myself already. I'm shopped for it. Essentially, I just have to figure out if I want to buy it used to save a couple dollars. So friends, that's exciting. Thank you for that suggestion.
You can have it after I'm done. How about that?
Ooh,
I'll send it to you.
We should honestly start like a book share, because there's just so many. But I've spoken in the past about one of my all-time favorite running books that practically I think everyone's read at this point. But they have a new edition for 2023, and it is Born to Run. I feel like if there's ever a book that anybody should read out of the gate when they first start running, well, maybe about like a year or two into running, this is definitely one of them. And I love the author. He's one of my favorites. He also writes Running with Sherman, which inspired my desire to do a borough race. I forgot to add that to my bucket list episode. Doing a borough race in Leadville or out in Colorado is definitely on the top. I've even researched where I'm going to rent a borough. But anyway, Born to Run. And for 2023, he is just dropped Born to Run 2, which is the ultimate training guide. Already have that ordered. Cannot wait to put my grubby little hands on those pages and start reading through it. Super, super excited about that book that's just dropped.
Not taking away from the book, but I have to laugh that you've Googled where to rent a burrow. I have to say, I would not want to see all of your ads that pop up. Like, I mean, I see your screen when we're recording, and usually it's Disney ads. To right now, it is travel ads. So the next time we talk, I'm expecting a donkey ad.
You know, it's probably the reason you're not going to see a donkey ad is because I've already chosen the company that I'm going to utilize to rent my burrow.
I've already chosen my donkey.
So I'm already part of their community page. I've chit-chatted with them. I don't need to Google search it anymore, so it's not going to be anything new. But yes, there's definitely some travel ads going on as I start to work on my plans for Tokyo. But let's definitely chat a little bit more about what else do you have on your best running books that I'm going to add to my cart if I haven't read already?
So this is my current read, and I've been taking my time with it. I'm trying to be a better reader as a whole. And in my quest of reading for both enjoyment and growth, I picked this book up, and it's Running While Black by Allison Mariella Desir. And I will tell you, I am not even 3 chapters in, and it's a very thought-provoking read. And I've listened to her on a couple of different podcasts, and I had heard what she had said and questions she was asked. And while it may be uncomfortable to sit in, because it's an experience that I obviously have not had, nor will I ever experience, as I'm not a Black runner, it brings up a lot of things that we can continue to do in the running industry and our running groups. And it transcends a lot of different subgroups that aren't well representative within the running community. So highly recommend. It'll be something that I think will definitely stick with me for a good long while.
Well, and I think it's also fair for us to say that we are very excited to be welcoming her to the brunch community in just a couple of weeks. So once you guys listen to this episode, know that we are heavily working on the edits so that we can bring this episode to you and get to hear more about her as she walks us through this book. I cannot wait. I actually just started maybe the first chapter. And I agree with you. It is such a great read that needs to be very thoughtful in how it's approached as well. So very excited about that one, Coach. It sounds like you're a little bit further ahead than I am on it. So give me some clues as we go along. I cannot wait to talk to her about it as well. It's going to be such a great conversation.
I think it is one of those books that you have to read on your own. Mm-hmm. So that way you take it in firsthand versus somebody else telling you how they interpreted or how they reacted to it. I feel like, again, and that's why I've kind of not put off reading it, but it's like I needed to be in a correct space to where I can take in the information and really, really learn from it. Because I can relate as a woman runner, but obviously I do have the privilege of being a white runner. And even though I don't fit the atypical runner mold, I'm still closer to that stereotype. And that's something that we are very passionate about breaking out. So yes, definitely read.
Okay, definitely. Especially since we're bringing her on very soon. So I cannot wait to do that. Friends, this is your opportunity. If you'd like to pop it up a notch in your up-tempo pace, or you want to pull it back in 3, 2, and 1. With that, I will say that we have so many books that we, again, barely skimmed at the surface because there's just so, so, so many great books. I think that I'll probably end it with A Beautiful Work in Progress by also an incredible ultra athlete, Myrna Valero. I think we follow her at Time for Brunch. I know I follow her on my personal page as well. And I just absolutely love her. She's so joyful in how she moves through her space in the world and how she tackles all sorts of activities. Because she doesn't just, I'd say, just run, but she's a cyclist, she hikes, she's always moving and grooving in some way. I think she was rock climbing recently. So she definitely is just active and just is such a joyful spirit of how she approaches movement.
Ooh, I tell ya, this is where I do get excited, because there's certain people that I have no knowledge about, certain ones that you have no knowledge about. And it just makes for really fun conversations and online checking. Like, all right, I'm going to look this up. And that was our whole point of doing this, was to broaden the horizon. Some of these names, yeah, you know, you've listened to them, you've heard them, you've read them, but hopefully you're at least taking a couple new ones to add to your brunch table. And like Christine said, just kind of broaden those horizons a little bit.
Absolutely. Friends, we are coming up on the end of this pace change, but then I'm going to ask everyone, regardless if you were already in a walk or if you popped it up a notch or you stayed through that entire segment in your conversation pace, let's all pull back into just a short little halfway point walk, maybe even stretch it out in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I have been really enjoying doing some really good stretching up towards the sky halfway point of my runs, and also celebrating that I'm at the halfway point of my run. And I'm doing a lot of out and backs currently during my long runs. So it's very exciting to be able to head back towards home or back to wherever I've parked my car. So friends, if you're doing that here, taking a good deep breath, maybe even do a quick assessment of your surroundings. And just, again, remember, we get to do this. We don't have to do this as we approach the other two segments. And guys, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know how I'm going to get in a word in edgewise, because we are going into Coach Shelby's love language du jour of every single day, which is, of course, music.
This is music, guys. I am so pumped. But I did need that stretch break. I think of Disney Channel, Disney Junior. You can tell I have a child. And they actually have like a commercial, and it's like, oh, stretch break. And there's a whole song and dance. But ooh, I won't bore you. Let's go back into the next endurance block in 3, 2, and 1. And I hope you totally had Mickey Mouse's voice in your ear when I was talking about Mickey. But neither here nor there. We're going to fill your ears now with our music recommendations. Should I let you go first so you at least get one recommendation?
Come on. We know that you've got this. You go, girl.
Okay. So some of these are already on our Spotify playlist. You can find our Spotify playlist. We'll link it. And it's Time for Brunch. Kept it simple, easy. One name, one remember. But one of my favorites is Making a Move by Lady Bree. And it's just, it's poppy, it's sassy, it's just everything you want in a song. And I feel like it gives me a little extra groove when I move, if you will.
Well, I now feel, I'm so glad we're doing this category, because I feel like I am like, I don't even know who you're talking about.
I didn't either until I found the song.
Oh, I love it though. Okay, so clearly, likely, I'm just gonna pop in a couple of mine. And these are songs that I have on like my running playlist. I love them specifically for like race day or if I'm doing harder effort, speed work or speed play. I don't know that I listen to them as much during my long runs, but I do listen to them when I need that harder effort push. And one of my favorites is Finish Line by Skillet. I mean, you guys already know I love finish lines. I talk about them quite often. I think there's just so much beauty of that finish line and putting that celebratory crossing that tape, basically, of all of the hard work that you put into it. But this song just pumps me up every single time. I also love that it talks about confetti.
Is it bad I thought of Skillet? And I'm like a breakfast skillet? Like, we got some potatoes, some eggs, some bacon.
Just like a breakfast skillet. I don't know where they got their name, to be honest. But all of their songs are pretty intense, and I do dig them. But Finish Line is definitely my favorite.
Okay, I'm adding it to the playlist as we speak.
Oh, you're gonna like it.
Oh, I think I've actually heard it. A lot of times I don't know the name or the artist for the song, but I can sing it enough to where I can Google it and then find it thereafter. But my next one is Might Not Like Me by Bryn Elliott. You can tell a lot of times the songs that I choose, they give me that little extra oomph. And I like feeling like a bad asphalt on the run. And oftentimes I need something to pump me up. I don't listen to soft music when I am running. Usually it has that poppy beat. It helps with my cadence. Even though I don't go by the beats per minute type of playlisting, I just need something that speaks to me and makes me want to keep going.
Ooh, I love that. Well, that kind of is why I have, and I know most people probably will agree with this particular song, and they may already have it, or maybe they've listened to it so much they don't even, they're like, oh, give me something new, kind of like Coach Shelby's doing. But I love The Champion by Carrie Underwood, because the lyrics are really, to me, I get really into the words of the songs, not necessarily just the beat. Now, the beat's amazing, and I actually like the one that she does specifically. The remix of it with Ludacris, but I love, love, love the lyrics to The Champion.
Oh, that is a good one. Are you a country person? Do you like country music?
I like everything. I've run to classical music. I've run to EDM, world beats. I don't think there's any kind of music that I don't like. I don't necessarily know the artist specifically. I don't get into it the same way that you do, but I still love all music.
You're basically not, what's the app? I have it on my phone and it's completely escaping me. But it's an app that you can put on and it'll listen to the song and it'll tell you.
Yes. I know which one you're talking about, but I can't think. Yes. I always think of every aspect of my life.
I think of the movie that was back in the 90s, Shazam. I think it was it Shaquille O'Neal? Who played Shazam? I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
Well, that's our next category. You can talk about Shazam next time. Shazam.
Totally not a running movie. But my next one is Sing by the Pentatonix. And I love the Pentatonix holiday album. It is amazing. They're an a cappella group. But I didn't know it, actually, for the longest time that they were, because of just how talented they are. And again, the beat, it gets you up. It gets you going. And all of these songs I'm picking are on multiple playlists. I'm converging them into one for everybody, but it's a 10 out of 10. And if you haven't listened to the Pentatonix, go do it after this episode.
I mean, I feel like it's one of your all-time favorites. So there's no doubt that I guarantee that it's got a little extra pep in everybody's step to listen to it. I think that it would be really, 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 really unfair and untruthful of me to not say that my all-time favorite that I probably run to at every single run that I do is Fabulous by the Empire Cast and DMK. I mean, they spell out the word fabulous. I literally I'll zhuzh my hair back. I'll do a little ponytail flip. It's silly, but it's so much fun and it makes me smile every single time I listen to it.
Now, did you find the song or did you watch the show?
I found the song.
Oh, have you ever watched the show?
No, I haven't.
I've always wanted to, but I didn't know if it was Shelby friendly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to go on Disney Junior anytime soon, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
That's how we rate in my house, like movies and books and everything, as if it's Shelby friendly or not. Again, if you've been here a while, you know that Hocus Pocus was a little much for me. So if that's any barometer. But this song, I specifically hold on for my speed work. And I even have it in our Time for Brunch. Speed is your friend. I created this for the PMP training group. Mm-hmm. And I opened up to the masses because I really just loved it. But it's Bigger, Stronger, Faster by Eric Lives Here. And it's, again, it's one of those things, like, turn it on when you are struggling in your speed. And you will notice you are hitting those paces. You are hitting the effort on the RPE scale. And a lot of times, I'll just keep it on repeat to, again, bring me into that present moment, especially on when I have like a fartlek, because it gives me energy to get through each and every rep.
So this goes to show like how much of a geek I am. I love that. But like my all time when I'm like really need an extra oomph is I listen to the Hamilton soundtrack.
Oh my goodness. I know a few of our brunch crew do love Hamilton.
So I will say that if I need like seriously to like dig deep and push in, I'm going to listen to actually from the Hamilton mixtape instead of the actual Broadway show is My Shot featuring Busta Rhymes. Rise Up remix is definitely just my total jam. And I trained for all of Berlin, like the entire summer leading up to Berlin. It was just the Hamilton soundtrack and the mixtape on repeat the entire time.
Now, are you still doing that this training cycle, or did you have to like cut yourself off from it?
Yeah, no, it may still peep in to my to the playlist, but it's not on repeat for this particular training cycle.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, we're embracing change. We're embracing differences. And I like that for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit this one with a throwback. And this oftentimes is used during my walking warm-up because, let's just say again, I am a 90s child. It was the era of boy bands and girl groups and all of the cringeworthy fashion. So my next one is Wannabe by the Spice Girls, because I am a well-rounded individual and I love me some Spice Girls.
Okay, I have to be honest, it would probably not ever go on my playlist.
What? Like, never?
I just don't love them. I just don't. I mean, I don't dislike them. They just don't, they're not my jam. But who cares, right? That's what's beautiful about the world.
I feel like you would have been the poster child for them to be like your Halloween costume.
I mean, I probably would dress up like them because, there's never a time that I'm not going to dress up. But no, they're just not my jam.
Okay, that's fine.
You but I do. I love that you have a little bit of throwback Thursday there. So if we're going to go ahead and throw it back, then I'm going to go ahead and throw it back to my all-time favorite playlist and a little bit back in history is I always listen to Halloween music. I listen to Halloween music from January to December. So I love Thriller, and I love specifically the Steve Aoki Midnight Hour remix. It's my go-to all the time, and again, it makes me smile. I don't know why Halloween makes me smile, but it does.
Because you're you, Christine, yeah. And that is why we love you. I'm not even going to try to psychoanalyze it.
No.
I'm just going to let it be because I feel like that is the safest option, because as soon as I start looking into the whys of you, you're going to start looking into the whys of me. And I don't think our listeners are prepared for that.
Yeah.
That might be an after hours brunch.
That definitely would be. Oh my goodness. So friends, with that, there's no after hours here right yet. And now, because we're still working hard on this, this is your chance to pull back your pace or to pump it up a notch. Let's pump it up, I'd say. In 3, 2, 1. Coach, what about you? In this particular, after we talked about music, are you feeling a little fiery? Would you pump it up a notch, you think?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, wait, but like, I don't want to transition out of this. Like, there's so many good songs.
Well, give us another one. We have about 75 seconds here. Tell us another one.
Okay. All right. This one I found randomly, but it's Fancy by Reba McEntire, but it's a remix by Dave. I hope I'm saying his last name right. Audet. And it is literally a remix of the song Fancy. And it burns. Like, it thrashes. It's a great freaking remix. I love the original song. That. But this has like some mixing in the background and DJ-esque. It's awesome.
Ooh, I like it. I do like a little bit of those DJ remixes of songs. I think it adds a little extra fun to it. So friends, again, we have that graphic in the newsletter that came out. If you're not on our newsletter list, if you're not on our mailing list, there's the link inside of episode notes. We'd love you to join because we want you to be able to download these fun games or graphics that we put out every Friday. And we want to hear from you some of your favorite go-tos. And it's going to be hard to drop it into just one for each category. But if you have to pick a favorite, we want you to definitely share it with us. Maybe we'll add another playlist that we put together and kind of crowdsource from everybody to add in some of their favorites again. Who knows? But we have 30 more seconds here, and then we're pulling it into our final endurance block before we meet on the other side with Coffee with the Coaches in our cool down.
Which, again, I feel like is going to be one that I may steal a lot of the thunder. I'm going to try not to restrain myself.
I do love running movies. So we'll see. We'll see, girl. But
going head to head.
We'll see. All right. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, go for it, coach. Let's go ahead and pull everybody up into that conversation pace or pull them back into a conversation pace, and you go out of the gate with some of your favorite movies that are running.
So I did cheat. I did cheat a little bit because they're not all movies per se, but they could be a documentary or a docuseries. So again, we make the own rules here. We may say movies, but I'm going to asterisk this and do that little thing. But the first one, out of the gate, everybody knows it. Everybody loves it. Britney Runs a Marathon.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Everybody loves it.
It was a great movie. I loved a lot of the real struggles that were shared with it. It's one of the movies that actually it was the movie that inspired me to do the New York City Marathon, which I'd love to know the statistics of how many more applications to the lottery the New York Roadrunners got just because of this movie. But it's a great movie. The lead actress, Jillian Bell, is so good. And I love that it's based on a true story, too. That always gets me.
Yeah, I think it was one of the movies. I mean, you laugh, you cry. I actually remember going with my girlfriend that I ran Boston with to our local like art house movie theater to see this. And I think we both left a little misty-eyed. And again, as you mentioned, they're not going to necessarily all be specific traditional movies that you'll see at a movie theater. But for this category, I think dipping into some of the documentary space is really important as well. So with that, especially for you Disney Plus folks, I am going to talk about Breaking 2 because it is extraordinary. I just absolutely loved every aspect of it. If you're not a Disney Plus member, don't worry. There's still other ways to find it on the interwebs. But just seeing the attempts and what it goes into Breaking 2 for the marathon was absolutely mind-blowing. And I loved it again from start to finish.
Oh, it was a really good one. And I love Eliud Kipchoge. And he is the runner of our lifetime as far as the marathon comes.
Yeah.
I mean, and he, again, is such a kind person. And just his mindset, even during when he was attempting at the record, it was so focused, but it never blinded him, which I thought was a really interesting balance. My next documentary slash movie happens to be The Goat on the Track, and it's the movie I Am Bolt. And it follows Usain Bolt and his life, his career, and everything. And again, just a really interesting peeling back of what his journeys looked like, what his career looked like, and another one that will get you fired up. I still have yet to go actually run on a track, even after watching this, but it made me feel like maybe I could do it and it would end up okay.
So you need to get out to a track, girl, because you're going to love it. The springiness that you feel in the track, that There's just so much to it in terms of how much lighter it feels versus going out onto asphalt or, unfortunately, a lot of pavement concrete that we have here in Florida. I think you'll love it. It's such a great, especially for those speed days. I know. Again, another reason for you to move into Central Florida. We have a track available to us up here. But neither here nor there. You may just have to sneak in to one of the schools that has a track, and don't do that. I really don't have bail money for you right now. I do, but I would have to probably give up something from Tokyo, and I don't want to have to do that. But I will bail you out if you decide to break in, but don't don't do that.
No. All right. I'm good without some jail time.
Yeah. Well, speaking of jail time, thank you for that segue. The next one is Skid Row Marathon. And do bring your tissues, friends. Talk about somebody that I would love to have on the podcast. This is probably an individual that I would love, love, love to have. The movie follows a judge in the Los Angeles area outside of Skid Row. And basically, he comes to the conclusion that a lot of these individuals were just not given the same level playing field as others. And that due to maybe life circumstances or life choices, that they aren't necessarily bad people, that they just need another chance. So he gives them an opportunity to enter into a program where they train for a marathon. It's giving me chills. The subtitle is Redemption, One Step at a Time. It's mind-blowing, absolutely incredible to see how many people's lives can be changed. And I'm saying literally from homelessness and drug addiction to running like Athens, and we get to see them on their journey and how they struggle with all different aspects of it. Also reminds me of one of my favorite nonprofits that has a very similar approach, which is Back on My Feet. So I love that he makes it you're still earning your way there. Like, you aren't necessarily having to do jail time. You forego jail time if you choose to enter into this program, but you're still having to earn your seat at that freedom every single step.
That's amazing. I've always seen it, but I've never actually watched it. But hearing your synopsis of it, I'm probably going to have to curl up with that and watch it, especially when I need a good cry.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. So it's Judge Craig Mitchell. And I mean, he's a runner himself. It's so amazing. So anyway.
Ooh, okay. My next one. This one I feel like will get you pumped, and I know specifically you would love to do an ultra one day, and this is probably not going to help with talking you out of it, but it's a 6-part documentary miniseries that is on Amazon Prime, and it's called Running the Triple Crown, and it follows Rob Steger. I'm horrible with names, so please know if I ever mispronounce your name and you're listening to this, it is not intentional. I do my best. But it's training for ultra as he takes on 3 200-plus mile trail ultra marathons within 60 days. And this was filmed back in the fall of 2019. And he actually, as funny enough as it is, he produced the documentary short for Brittany Charbonneau, the funny runner who we had on. He was the filmmaker behind that. So I love his work, but this was all about his actual running journey. And I mean, it might scare you to not do an ultra, but by the end, you're like, okay, I'm signing up.
I'm super excited. I haven't seen it. I'm definitely adding that to my list. So I'm glad we've got some like rest day recommendations here. Ooh, thank you, Coach. Like, that sounds absolutely amazing. Now, since we've tackled the ultra territory, we're going to go to my next documentary. I love this one so much. It literally makes me laugh every single time. Laugh in like the most sadistic way possible, because that's exactly what I think about this race director, is that he has quite a touch of sadism. And it's the Barkley Marathons. The subtitle is The Race That Eats Its Young from 2014. Actually, there's a local ultra runner here that was in it for just like a little small cameo. So it was great to kind of see somebody that I have run past on my running routes and seeing him on this particular documentary. It's all about the Barkley Marathons, that you have to get a special invite. Well, not a special invite. The registration process is a little different all in itself. And it's designed to essentially not really have finishers. So for you to actually finish this race, it's pretty extraordinary. And it defies logic. It's not just a traditional trail race or even a traditional ultra. It's kind of part like adventurism. I don't know what it is. It's basically this guy was sadistic when he created it. So it's Lazarus Lake and is the race director, if you will. I highly doubt he has a certification to be race director. He just kind of created this on his own.
Isn't there like a whole thing to where it's not an official race because of the liability, or am I thinking of somewhere else?
No, I'm sure this is it. Like he literally, like you could get lost. You could, I don't know, hurt yourself in this process. It absolutely does not make any sense. I have no desire to do this race. This will never enter to my bucket list. I know we're supposed to never say never as runners. I guarantee this one has no, I have no desire. I would like to go and watch people. That sounds kind of like I have some kind of touch of the sadism there. But anyway, so it's interesting and I loved watching it. It was fascinating to see what people put themselves through and what they can accomplish.
Talking about what people can accomplish and the endurance it takes, my next docuseries is Quest for Kona. You can find it on YouTube. I don't think they've had a new season because obviously COVID put a damper on that. Mm-hmm. But it's following triathletes trying to get to Kona. And to put in perspective, if you're not familiar with the triathlete world, a triathlon world, Kona is like Boston. It is the best of the best to qualify is super hard. And the times are super stringent, much like Boston, but it's the birthplace of the triathlon. And seeing the stories, it's so inspirational.
Absolutely. So friends, with that, we are at our final up tempo. This time we're going to make it 3 minutes because we know you can, knowing that we also have that cool down waiting for us on the other side. In 3, 2, and 1. Coach, I think that we cannot end this though without talking about Spirit of the Marathon, since that is probably one of the first classic running movies, I believe, that came out or that followed The Average Person, I should say. So Spirit of the Marathon, the original from 2007, and then Spirit of the Marathon, the second one from 2013. The original follows folks going to Chicago. And same as Brittany Runs a Marathon. I'm sure that after that, there must have been a bazillion people who wanted to sign up for Chicago after seeing Spirit of the Marathon. And then the second one follows them in Rome and absolutely extraordinary. But I think we also have one more on the list that I know you want to get to. So I'm going to be quiet now.
I was hoping, I'm like, I don't know if we'll have time or not. But again, another documentary movie available on Amazon. You probably do know this name. You might not have actually seen the docuseries, but it is Once Is Enough, and it was released in 2020 by Jeffrey Binney. He decided after the death of his mother to run an ultra marathon because why the heck not?
Yeah.
He sat there and he was reading in the waiting room while his mom was in the hospital about ultra marathons and was like, I'm going to do this. Even though he said, he goes, I was not that person. He said he would only do one because, like the title, once is enough. Spoiler alert, he has done more than one. And I think he's done amazing things to break down a lot of people's ideas of, again, ultra marathons, what an ultra runner looks like. And he's freaking hilarious.
Oh, I love that. I love that there's a little bit of uplifting fun along the way. That's not the one I thought you were going to choose. I thought that we were going to end. Yeah, I thought we were going to end it with Boston, especially after you talked about Kona, since Boston is specifically kind of the mecca for all things running. And people want to, of course, at some point, they look at Boston qualifying. So yeah, Boston is such a great movie. And I think that Shalane is quoted as saying that I laughed, I cried, and I was so proud after watching it. I also feel like it was one of those, bit of a tearjerker, but a whole lot of interesting aspects of, you know, following runners as they tackle Boston. And I also went to a movie theater special showing to actually see it. So it was really a lot of fun to watch as well.
Oh, that was probably magical. I just watched it at home. But again, yeah, Shalane Flanagan and Meb Keflezighi. Mm-hmm. I mean, who does not love Meb? I feel like if you think of Boston, you think of Meb.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So with that, friends, we are going to pull it back into our cool down in 5, 4, 3, 2. two, and one. Maybe you even broke your own tape there, just like Meb at Boston. So we're going to take it nice and easy, friends. You can pull it back into a light jog or start walking it out here as we tackle a question that we recently tackled actually as part of our training group for spring, the PMP group, Pedals, Metals, MPR, spring training group, which has been so much fun, is we tackled cross training. It was a very long series as to how we tackled it, the how, the when, the why, and the what, and all those different aspects. So for here and now, we're going to try to give it a quick little synopsis, Coach. And actually, I want to ask you, what is your favorite cross training? I think I know the answer, but I want to hear you officially say it for all of the TF brunch crew.
Actually, it's really hard to pick my favorite. I would probably say it teeters between walking and actually biking.
Ooh, okay. So you did do a triathlon. So you think you see that in your future a little bit more?
I wouldn't say no. I don't know if I'll expand the distance any farther than I already have. I think I'll probably repeat the same one I did last year just because it was comfortably difficult. And because I do have a lot of races coming up on this calendar year, I'm not looking to full out do anything. But I love cross training on my bike. I have my outdoor bike, and then I bought a cheap little bike trainer that I stick it on.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's actually wonderful to put it on the bike trainer. It's great because you can put your phone up if you're not near a TV and watch one of the movies that we've recommended. I've done that. I think I actually did that with Boston and running the Triple Crown because it pepped me up and it took a very mundane activity and made it special for me.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. That's awesome. And I love that you kind of had time on the saddle. So that goes right into cross training with the question is how to incorporate cross training or what should you incorporate for cross training? And which was funny, when we tackled this, we actually tried to not say the words, it depends. It's impossible. So we played a hydration game with that, but neither here nor there. It really depends where you are in your training cycle. For the purpose of this, we're going to assume that everybody is in a training cycle. They have a specific race on the horizon and they're working towards adding cross training while balancing all the other aspects of course, following their run programming, whatever that may be. So cross training and strength training right out of the gate, we should let you know that while both are definitely wonderful to add to your training plan, are not in of the self, they're not the same thing necessarily. So cross training, I think for me, the best way to describe it is that what do you enjoy that gives you an aerobic capability, that capacity that you're utilizing that doesn't overextend your recovery time, meaning that whatever you do for your cross training while you're in the throes of your training cycle should not hinder or impact negatively your strength and your stamina for your runs. Going in with a little bit of pre-fatigue is okay, but totally blowing out because, I don't know, you went for, insert what here, I'm not sure, you went out for, let's say, an ice hockey competition, maybe not the best thing to do while you're in the middle of it. I think we used inline skating. You could inline skate, but maybe don't go out for like an inline skate marathon while you're doing it.
So well, one of my athletes, oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
One of my athletes actually messaged me and she had had a really hard day at work and she's like, I need to do something that brought me joy. So she turned on a dancing video and she's like, yeah. Does that count? And I'm like, abso-freaking-lutely. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Zumba, dance classes, just dancing in your own house. I totally count that.
Yes, absolutely, without a doubt. So maybe you guys want to turn on the playlist and just have a good 20-minute little dance session at home. That works for me. That's always going to be salsa merengue if I'm going to be dancing inside my house. But neither here nor there. So I would suggest that you try to make it your cross training be a little bit more low impact. So that's where cycling comes into play. If you have triathlon dreams on your horizon, breaking out one of those bike trainers so that you get used to time in the saddle will definitely help to translate whenever you get into a triathlon training season or the elliptical, rowing, but swimming. And although swimming is not my favorite, it is one of the really, really great ways to cross train and not have a lot of impact on your joints, since running really is such a high impact sport in of itself.
and really helped with your breathing. I stink at swimming and breathing, but I did notice when I was doing my triathlon training, it did make a difference. I say it begrudgingly.
So friends, bonus points if you share this graphic of your favorites from each category, but also let us know your favorite cross training, because that's going to be super fun to hear how everybody likes to cross train and what they do to augment their training cycle and what brings them a bit of joy during their training season. With that said, we want to say absolutely amazing work. Hopefully you're back home by now. We're going to suggest that you stretch it out a little bit, show yourself a little bit of extra love, give yourself that high five or that pat on the back, make sure that you rehydrate and refuel with your brunch-tastic favorites. And maybe as you're recovering, before you turn on one of these documentaries or movies, you will subscribe and rate Time for Brunch on Spotify or Apple and share our podcast with others using the hashtag TFBrunch on social media so we can continue to grow the brunch community one run at a time. Don't forget to come back for Quick Bites on Wednesday. It's a light movement focused episode. And then we're going to see you again on Saturday when it's time for brunch. We're serving up more miles with
a side of smiles.